Dance Circus from Milwaukee. They would like $4,000. And Tony, you're the first reviewer.
Okay. So Dance Circus is a Milwaukee organization that says they do cross-discipline productions, gathering diverse Milwaukee-based artists and people throughout the community. They want to do this turbulence project that combines three works, a video, a sound score, and a dance that would all be presented at the same time at the intersection of North 27th Street and Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee. The video is projected on exterior walls. I believe they're 30 or 40 feet high. And the dance on a open grass area and stories being projected that would become the audio for this. I spent a lot of time reading this grant application, and I was still confused by all the moving parts and pieces in here. For someone who has never heard of the Magic Lantern or the Near West Side Partners, it seemed, I'm not really sure what the position of this organization is in the project. After seemed like they have qualified artistic leadership. They seem to participate. The Magic Lantern, I believe, is an event put on by Quorum Architects, and that is the projecting of the video. And there's a neighborhood house, which is also involved, and Dance Circus will present the live dance that happens at the same time. To me, that was their part in this activity that's already happening. And the applicant states that Quorum Architects and Neighborhood House will collect the data and audience surveys. Dance Circus will collect contact information from people interested in other Dance Circus programs. This sounds like an interesting project for a new space that they're working on developing and getting people more aware of their neighborhood. Partners seem to be strong, but Dance Circus itself seemed, I'm not sure how they, if this is a formal partnership, or if it's just like this other thing is going on and we want to add to it. And I thought that the work sample could have been better quality, especially given the importance of videography in this project. That was something that's really important. So, I think that they are looking to bring people into the artistic process. That will both mostly be done through the neighborhood house, and the applicant organization seems like it's a lot more self-contained event. I'm sorry, I was very confused.
Marcella, would you like to chime in?
Sure. This is the second year of Magic Lantern for the Turbulence Project Video Dance Collaboration. So as it was stated, it's a video, sound, score, and dance that is being produced for this. As far as the criterion for artistic education or cultural value, I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, Dance Circus is the longest-running independent, nonprofit, modern dance company that's spearheading this cross-discipline production. So they're looking to include dance, spoken work, and film, and I find that to be very energizing. There is some confusion in terms of, you know, how the roles are being allocated between the organizations, Quorum Architects seems to be the creative leader in this, but ultimately the bid on 27th Street is the organization that's putting all of this together. And Dance Circus has got involved after last year's evaluations where the projections didn't do dance service, so they brought in Dance Circus to try to do a live performance during that specific one-day event. However, they are doing dance classes with youth that attend Neighborhood House, which I thought was very meaningful, and as a way to extend the life of the project outside of that one-time event to activate the space. The community participation reflects a mix of community and business, which is a good mix, and it's bringing together a broad base of community members and networks. However, the value added outside of, you know, the live performance and the dance classes, I think could be enhanced through the narrative. And I guess my biggest question to this specific grant is, what plans are there to extend the project outside of the Near West Neighbors events?
So any other comments?
I guess all I wonder is they talk in several places about how this is part of an effort to build up their neighborhood as a healthy, sustainable community. And this is sounds like a great event, but I don't see how it kind of fits into the whole trajectory, although they've obviously got, you know, good relationships with some very strong partners. But it just seemed a little bit haphazard to me, I guess. I don't really doubt that this is doing good, but there was just information there that was missing to me as to how it connects to the whole effort of community building.
On the work sample side, I think actually it seemed like the same video sample reel was given in two forms. There wasn't necessarily, there could have been a lot more work sample to give context to what was really going on, maybe some video evidence or pictorial evidence of the first event. And the community quality of interaction artistically was strongest with the children. And how does that not become just something that you do as a side-off workshop and make it more central? Because there was a lot of the work with the children was absolutely astounding, and by far the most creatively compelling part of the structure of what was being presented. So when you're thinking about a community engagement that is multi-layered in this way, perhaps finding the real point that of artistic strength is where the company needs to probably think, which is a departure from the traditional way that established dance community or dance companies think about. So I think maybe they need to, as one of the largest or the longest standing dance nonprofits in Milwaukee, then maybe they need to think about where they are now and what their real role in the community is.
Carmela, do you have something to add?
I just wanted to add to what Tony mentioned. I personally have a difficulty trying to understand, you know, what they're trying to present as potential outcomes because of the obscure language that some of the text in the, you know, for a grant, I thought it just had a lot of jargon. You know, they said about neighborhood partnerships like stretch attractors in chaos theory create ever-branching pathways which become ways the unpredictable whole of things moves. And then they cite, you know, like most social scientists do. Order is disrupted by random, at some point, it's like, what are we getting at? I truly don't don't understand how they're going to work with building those partnerships, because this is just not, you know, straightforward like English, which I, and I don't know if I'm alone on that, so it's hard. What am I evaluating?
Are I seeing nods of agreement, or did, oh, okay.
It's a confusing narrative.
Okay. I do think they demonstrated a good inclusion of the diverse nature of the community that's being served by the project.
Yeah, that was strongly presented, but I think
there's something. What was that? Open box? Something?
The mobile design box.
Mobile design box. I don't know what that is. I don't believe it's ever explained.
Right. I think for me it was easier to contextualize this because I've been in those spaces and have seen, I mean, I have not attended a Lantern event, but I'm very familiar with the mobile design box and kind of the role of quorum architects. So to me, I'm able to connect that because of, you know, this insider thing that I have because I live in Milwaukee. But if I didn't have that to be drawn from, I don't think it would have been explicitly obvious as to how all these pieces like really fit.
Is it possible for you to share a little bit of that with the panel right now, just in terms of?
Sure. So the mobile design box, it was really like an effort to try to activate a vacant property. So we're looking at the quarter of 27th Street, and I think in the narrative they mentioned that, you know, that area has really been suffered a plight of community because it is very connected to the highway, and there's a lot of commercial like spaces. The sense of, you know, for the few residents that live in that specific corridor and maybe the neighborhood around it, there's kind of that lack of, like, I guess, gelling around a one thing in your neighborhood. So the mobile design box aims to try to activate, you know, they have pop-up shops, they have, you know, different types of events that try to invite community to it. I mean, it's a very new initiative, so I think that it's an emerging strategy, and, you know, the involvement of Quorum Architects as a kind of an anchor in that area has proven to, you know, be important. But this specifically, I think, has a lot of, like, working through that. Obviously, this is the second time they're putting this on, and I really would have liked for them to draw a little bit more of, like, the lessons they learned from the past year, other than just saying, like, live performances are going to make this better.
Yeah. So does this integrate social media to engage people? Is it an app?
No, it's a brick and mortar space that's kind of a blank canvas, and then different groups can come and activate it.
Okay, when you say they, so who is it? Quorum Architects?
I'm just going to interrupt here. We've got 2 more minutes to go.
Is it Quorum Architects that puts on Magic Lantern?
Are you asking about the mobile design box or Magic Lantern?
Actually, both of those things. Yes.
And I think it's a collaboration between the Quorum Architects and the Near West Side Neighbors. So the bid on the 27th Street.
Just trying to figure out how our applicant fits into this thing that is actually done by somebody else.
It's a garnish.
It's what?
A garnish.
It's a garnish.
It's a garnish.
I love
it. That's a good way of putting it.